Today, the British government have once again shown a very clear, blatant disregard for the people who live here, for our peace process, but most importantly for the victims and survivors of the conflict. These are people who have campaigned, in some cases for up to 5 decades, for access to truth and to justice and to investigations into the loss of their loved ones. I think that once again today, the British government have set out their statement of intent, and it goes right to the highest echelons of government, because it begs the question why they're doing this, particularly given the fact that all the 5 political parties here are opposed to an amnesty. All the victims and survivors groups are opposed to an amnesty, and also, as is the Irish government, opposed to an amnesty. So you have to ask the question, why are the British government intent in taking this route? It has to be to do 2 things in my mind. It has to be to protect state forces and their dirty role here in Ireland. And I think it also has to be to protect those in suits who directed British state murder, murder of Irish citizens over many decades here. So that's what the intention is, and this does nothing to serve the needs and the interests of the victims and survivors. We will continue to work with the victims and survivors because this is not acceptable. There is no room for an amnesty in terms of dealing with the past. We have to deal with the past, but we must deal with it in the way in which was set out in the Stormont House Agreement.